This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa. It's Q104. Yes, you've got the Guardians in town this weekend. It's night number one of Morgan Wallen at Huntington Bank Field. The feast is happening in Little Italy. That kicked off last night.
So much going on.
I'm not doing any of these things, but they're there for you this weekend. Are you able to even if you wanted to go somewhere this weekend, are you able to? Because Alyssa has been without her own car for going on over a week now.
Yeah, it's true. Hopefully that will be fixed by the time I come back here on Monday. I mean, that would be my hope. We shall see.
It's a transmission issue. We've already diagnosed that, right?
Yeah, it's a transmission thing, and it also occurred to me on my drive in today because I'm driving my stepdad's truck. It's an older, like, Honda Pilot. Mm-hmm. I forgot that these older cars don't remind you when you need gas. So this morning was a gamble. I was like, oh my God, I'm on E. No one told me. There's no little beep, beep, beep. And my cars, pretty much for as long as I can remember, have always had, like, the notice that's like, yo.
Yeah,
50 miles.
Yeah, my car tells me at 25 miles, I want to say. 25 or 30.
Okay, mine goes 50 and then again at 25. 25 is my, like, oh my God, dude, pull over. You gotta get gas, seriously.
Oh, come on. 25 miles, you can go east side to west side.
Oh my gosh. No, my pap seriously used to yell at me if I went anywhere and had less than a half tank.
Yeah.
So, when I woke up and I was on E, I was like, whoo! Hopefully I get there.
So you're driving your stepdad's car. Now, is your stepdad the one that's involved in fixing your car?
Yes.
He's a mechanic.
Yes, he is a mechanic. So he's the one that has diagnosed and figured it out thus far. So hopefully we can get that all fixed up.
I consider one of my biggest failures in life is to never have befriended a mechanic. I have no mechanic friends. Never have.
Not a one.
No. I have friends. I have like four engineer friends.
Yeah, how's that going to help you?
They do nothing for me.
No, they're not going to.
In fact, when I'm hanging out with them, they get into their engineer conversations, and I have no idea what they're talking about.
And then you just feel stupid.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, well, now I'm really not having fun, and I get no benefit out of this. I feel like having a mechanic friend as you're old, like as you get older when you're an adult, it's kind of the same as having a pool friend when you're a kid. Like, even if you don't really love that person, you got to keep them around because they got a pool. As an adult, I do love the heck out of my stepdad. But as far as having a mechanic friend,
Yeah.
You might just need to suck it up and find someone.
I'd be afraid, though, if I had a mechanic friend, that the friend would think that I'm just his friend because I'm using him for his free mechanical services.
Well, that would be his thing to figure out, not for you.
No, I would feel guilty about it. And I would constantly be obsessing about the relationship and making this person feel like I'm not just your friend because you're a mechanic. I enjoy you as a person. You have a lot of good qualities.
This but also, I think my oil needs changed. Could you maybe pop it open and see what's going on under there?
This is a fictional person I'm talking about, and I'm already feeling guilty about this person.
You're really something else, Bill.
It's the Q Morning Show. Thanks for being here. It's Q104. Just for fun, I was on my SeatGeek app trying to see if I could get tickets inside Huntington Bank Field tonight for Morgan Wallen.
Oof, how bad are they?
I don't think they're bad. Like, I'm not going, but let's say you wanted to get in and you don't care where you sit, you could get upper level tickets for like $118 just to get in. That includes fees.
Oh wow. Okay.
Just a little over $100 for a ticket.
Yeah. I mean, if you're just trying to look for something fun to do tonight, get some live music, maybe not the best view, but honestly, who really cares?
You'd have a good view of downtown Cleveland up in the upper deck.
Oh yeah, that's true. I'm sure that would be a crazy sight.
Gates open this afternoon at 4:30. And from what I'm reading here, Morgan Wallen usually takes the stage around 9 o'clock.
Oh, wow.
And he'll play until like 10:30 or 11. There's another rumor that I've seen. People are wondering, fans of Morgan Wallen are wondering, will he bring Lil Wayne out on stage tonight? Because Lil Wayne was at Blossom last night.
Are they friends? Like, are they buds?
They have a song.
They do.
Called Miami.
Oh.
And Lil Wayne's in Cincinnati tomorrow night, so.
Oh, so that could work out. That would be kind of iconic. I mean, that maybe that's my millennial talking, but that would be pretty sick.
Just something to look forward to if you're going to the show tonight. All right, good vibes on the way. What's your good vibe? Is it going to Morgan Wallen tonight? Is it going to the feast this weekend? What do you got going? 216-474-0104. You're on Q104 this morning. It's Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. What would be a typical night I'm reading this article and it's interesting to me. I just don't know if the typical night that it describes is typical for me. Here it is. You come home from work, you find the energy to put dinner on the table, and then you crash on the couch and maybe you watch some TV or you scroll on your phone until it's bedtime and then you go to bed. Is that a typical night?
Yeah, I mean, very condensed, but yes, that's pretty much covering all the bases for me.
It is, I guess, when I have nothing else to do. I mean, what's typical for me is I'm running around somewhere at night. I mean, I've got soccer practice on one night for one of the boys, and, you know, the other one might have basketball practice on a different night.
That's fair.
And I sometimes feel like I'm not at home at night.
Yeah, I feel like this is definitely, like, the after-work routine for a not parent.
But let's say, well, even this past summer, there hasn't been a lot going on, so it sounds like a typical night.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this couple, Rachel Higgins and her husband, they have an idea to combat this. They call it the 3-hour night rule. And they say it could be a game changer for relationships. And this is how it's structured. Hour one, you call that your productive hour. So block out 3 hours in your night. Hour one is your productive hour. This is for cleaning the kitchen, maybe pay some bills or something online, doing some chores that you've been avoiding.
Okay.
Do that in hour one. Hour two, that's relationship time. You put down your phones. You focus on each other. You could play a game, like a board game. Go for a walk.
Just
a
two. Hold on.
Catch up on your day.
A board game for two people? That sounds so fun.
Well, maybe it's not. Maybe it's a card game.
Okay, fine. Maybe it's
A video game.
Maybe. Could be that.
Could be any kind of game. One of the other suggestions here is taking a shower together.
Oh, wow. Okay. This is PG rated, Bill. Reel it back in. Reel it back in. What's that last hour?
Oh, you're saying this is more of a suggestion? It's not just taking a shower?
There feels like it feels like there's some between the lines happening there.
All right, that's hour two. So after you get out of the shower,
weird,
then you move into hour three. That's me time. You get an entire hour to do anything you want to do. You can read, you can watch a show, you can watch videos on your phone. So hour one, hour two, and hour three, all structured out for you, the three-hour night rule.
So out of your whole day, that very last hour of this three-hour routine, that is your hour for you.
Yeah.
That's your 1 hour that you get a day to do whatever it is that you want.
Does this not sound good to you?
Not really. No. I do love a good routine, but this might be a little too structured even for me. To have to split it up hour by hour, and like, I couldn't even imagine if like I sat down on the couch with Bryce to start our relationship hour, and I was like, all right, give me your phone. Hand it over, no phones. He'd be like, what? Am I getting punished?
Do you not have like relationship time? Are you guys always on your phone?
I mean, we always have it around. We're not always like nose deep in our phone, but we always have it on us.
Do you get into deep conversations?
Yeah, of course we do. Sometimes they're about the video that we're watching.
Well, if you don't like the three-hour night rule, take it up with Rachel Higgins and her husband.
I might just have to do that.
They might be busy in the shower, however. So
ooh.
Be careful about that. Red Flag Friday. This is for people in new relationships. These are for people that enjoy getting to know each other and talking with each other. But there's a red flag on the field we will discuss coming up. The Q Morning Show. You've got Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, it's Red Flag Friday. Let's bring in Max in Lakewood. Max, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
So am I to assume that you have met someone, you have been spending some time with them, you're enjoying being with this person, however, there's a red flag that you need us to talk about?
Exactly. Yes, you've got it.
What's going on?
So I did meet someone a few weeks ago. I was at Mahal's. Very cute girl. I got her number. We started texting. And now we've hung out probably like 4 or 5 times. But here's the thing. This is the red flag. She keeps bringing up her ex. Like constantly. A lot.
Okay. So this is a problem then. I mean, you said constantly. How constant is constant?
I mean, it's every time. Like our first time hanging out, we went to the new arcade, the new arcade bar on Detroit, and right when we get there, she starts telling me about how her and her ex always used to go to 16-bit and how his favorite game was Tekken. Just like it's more than just bringing him up. It's like details. You know?
Oh yeah, that sounds bad. Alyssa and I just had the exact same reaction.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now I get what you're saying.
You're right. And it doesn't stop there. Like we went to get ice cream one night and she's going on and on about how her ex would never take her for ice cream because he was lactose intolerant. like every time.
Oh, my God.
Another night we're at my place. We're trying to pick a movie. And then she does this like 5-minute tangent about how her ex was super into Marvel movies. That was never her thing. And how his favorite character in the Marvel universe is Thor. And about how he went to pre-screenings for all the Avengers movies.
Oh, just my God.
Yeah. At this point, I mean, I feel like I shouldn't know this much about this dude.
It's a lot of details.
Yeah, I'm thinking, please stop, Max. Like, I'm wondering how long Max is going to go on. Like, and we were in bed together for the first time. And she was like, this is not how my ex used to do it.
Like, pretty soon you're going to want his number to start hanging out with him. Jesus.
Yeah, these are details that you don't need, Max. You don't need any of these details.
No.
That's what I'm saying.
Were they together for like a long time?
I did ask her. I asked her, and then she said they were together for almost 4 years. They lived together, but they've been broken up for over a year now.
Okay.
Here's my question. Max, let's take out the ex-boyfriend talk and all the details that she's been sharing with you about her ex-boyfriend. Do you like her otherwise?
Oh, yeah. She's great. I feel like I'm dating her and the ex-boyfriend at this point, you know?
And I think that's a huge red flag.
Yeah.
You agree, Alyssa?
I do.
Let's talk about it. 216-474-0104. Is there anything positive here? Red Flag Friday. It continues next. The Q Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Friday morning. It's Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. Red Flag Friday. We spoke to Max in Lakewood. He's been dating this girl for a couple of weeks. He really likes her, except there's one thing. There's one problem. It seems like she's a little obsessed with her ex.
Hung up.
Now, I can understand if you're in a new relationship and you just get out of a long-term relationship, and there's the occasional anecdote that you might want to share about your ex.
But
Max is saying she's bringing up her ex in almost every context, in every situation that they're in.
Some of the details that he was giving about this man that he has never met, I was like, that is way too much information for you to have about this guy, about this ex.
It's information that I don't think she needs to share with Max.
No. It sounds like it's information that it's just like it's jogging a memory. It's clearly on her mind. And she just kind of keeps you know, maybe oversharing a little bit.
I think the red flag is, this girl over her ex?
That's what I'm wondering. Is she actually over him? You know, we did get a text that I think is makes a really good point. Maybe she's bringing up her ex all the time because it's more of a nervous thing. Because she was with him for so long, she just doesn't know what else to compare it to. And she doesn't even realize she's doing it. That might be the case. It's possible, but right now it seems like she's a little hung up.
Shannon in Wadsworth, is this a red flag?
I absolutely think it is a red flag. I'm waving it for him. I don't know. He either needs to have a conversation with her and be like, hey, like, why are you still bringing him up so much? It's been a while. Like, I just think it's really weird. I don't think she's really over him. I don't know.
How do you bring that up to the person that you're dating?
That's a good question. I would just say, just be upfront. I mean, it hasn't been very long. Like, mm-hmm. they haven't been talking for that long. It's not too serious. It just be like, I'm not comfortable with you, like, talking about him all the time. Like, I don't, you're on to a new thing. Like, I don't need to be knowing about him.
I'd be afraid that I would bring it up and it would go over badly. Like, I would be a little too blunt. Like, I could see myself saying, like, hey, I don't want to hear about this guy.
You know? See, that's, I think, where you don't want it to get, because that could come across as very harsh. But
yeah,
I think you have a point. It's just, it's not that serious yet. It's only been a couple of dates.
Right.
I think it's better to just get it out of the way. Get it out in the open.
Like, when I started dating Paula, like in our first few months of dating, all she would do was talk about her ex-boyfriend.
Really?
And he's in med school. Mm. And he's,
oh, it's that guy.
He used to take her, you know, on trips to Sweden.
You've told me about that guy. You've told me about this guy.
I'm just kidding. She didn't talk about him, but I'd be the one to bring him up.
I was going to say, yeah, you've brought him up without Paula around. So, I don't know. Maybe Bill does just want to be friends with him.
He's the one that got away.
For you.
No, for her.
Oh, okay.
This guy got away.
Oh, man.
Good luck, Max. Like, I don't know how you bring up that conversation, but I mean, if you really, really like her, don't give up too soon.
Yeah. I mean,
go ahead.
I was just going to say, she really might not notice she's doing it.
And maybe once she's more comfortable with you, that will go away. She'll just all of a sudden stop bringing him up. That's the hope anyway.
That's what I hope for.
All right. Alyssa's College of Knowledge is coming up. We're going to play two more times here on this Friday. We have tickets to the Geauga County Fair, which is coming up Labor Day weekend at the Geauga County Fairgrounds. So Alyssa's College of Knowledge in less than 10 minutes on the Q Morning Show. Brittany in Uniontown finally got through. She's about to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Hi. Woohoo. Good morning.
Good morning, Brittany. Thank you for your diligence, and I wish you luck. You know the rules. If you get more questions correct than Alyssa, you win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. And if it is somehow stuck in a tie, Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Are you ready for your five questions, Brittany?
I'm ready as I'm ever going to be. Let's go.
Taylor Swift announced that her new album will drop October 3rd. The title track is called The Life of a Showgirl. That track will feature another Q104 artist. Who is it?
Oh, I think it's Sabrina Carpenter.
Question two. If I refer to your epidermis, I'm talking about what part of your body?
My skin.
Question three. Her birthday is today. This was one of her most famous movie lines.
I volunteer as tribute.
Oh, goodness. I know the movie, but I cannot think of her name right now.
What is the movie?
I'm going to pass on this one. I can't even think of the title. All right, we'll give it a hard pass. I tried.
Question four. What company told customers, don't leave home without it?
Don't leave home without it. Oh, boy. I'm just going to throw a name out there. Let's say Home Depot.
Final question. What famous character lived in the Sherwood Forest?
What famous character lived in the Sherwood Forest? It's not Winnie the Pooh, but I'm going to say Winnie the Pooh because that's the only other forest-type character I can think of. Oh, boy.
I think that's a very intelligent guess. All right.
Thank you.
Brittany, let's get Alyssa back in here. Alyssa, will you please return to the studio?
I'm so excited to meet Alyssa finally. Sorry.
No, that's fine. A lot of people have that same reaction. They love to meet Alyssa everywhere we go.
We always get to speak with you first to get to meet Alyssa. So that's kind of like, you know.
Yes,
it works out.
I am the gateway to Alyssa. I'm the guy that everybody tolerates.
Oh, goodness.
Because they really want to talk to Alyssa.
What did I walk into?
Good morning.
Brittany giving me backhanded compliments, essentially.
Good morning, Brittany.
Good morning, Alyssa.
All right. Brittany didn't get any correct. No, that's not true.
Oh, goodness. I thought I got at least two.
Yeah, you did. You got two correct, Brittany. So, Alyssa, you need two to tie Brittany and three to win. Here we go. Question one. Taylor Swift announced that her new album will drop October 3rd. The title track is called The Life of a Showgirl. That track will feature another Q104 artist. Who is it?
Sabrina Carpenter.
All right. You both knew that one. If I refer to your epidermis, I'm talking about what part of your body?
Your hands.
Can you be more specific?
The palm of your hand?
I can't accept that as an answer. It's your skin. The epidermis is the layers of your skin.
Okay, I see.
Moving on to question three, you still just need one to tie. Her birthday is today. This was one of her most famous movie lines.
I volunteer as tribute.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Jennifer Lawrence's birthday today.
That's what I was going for.
From the Hunger Games.
Yep. Iconic.
All right, so Alyssa has the tie. Going for the win now. What company told customers, don't leave home without it?
Wow. What a slogan. I don't know.
That's what I said.
Aquafina.
It's American Express. Don't leave home without it. I can tell that some of you just skip through those commercials now.
I don't watch commercials.
Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you the last time that I saw one.
Amen.
Final question. What famous character lived in the Sherwood Forest?
That was Winnie the Pooh. No?
No, I'm sorry. I don't actually know what forest Winnie the Pooh lived in.
Oh, that's the 100 Acre Woods.
That's
okay.
One.
That's what it is.
Robin Hood operated within the Sherwood Forest.
Oh, man. And that's so confusing because Christopher Robin in Winnie the... Okay. I see. Robin Hood.
Okay. So Alyssa gets the tie today because she got two corrects. So
by
she
the
ties
skin of my teeth, man.
Good job.
Oh, thank you. Good job to you, too. Those questions were tough.
They were doozies today,
but
I was challenged.
Brittany, we loved having you, and I know you enjoyed meeting Alyssa, and we also have tickets to the Geauga County Fair for you.
Woo!
Awesome. Thank you. Hey, I appreciate being on the show and finally getting in. That made my morning in itself, so thank you.
Oh, thank you so much for listening.
Oh, every day. My name is Brittany, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
Q104, Sabrina Carpenter, who will be on the song The Life of a Showgirl with Taylor Swift. That's the name of the album, and Sabrina will be on the title track to that song. October 3rd is when we can expect that. So from the podcast the other night, the New Heights podcast with Travis and Jason and Taylor Swift. By the way, have you seen Happy Gilmore 2?
I have not.
Okay.
I have not seen the movie still. It came out right before I went to camp. So, like, I kind of just missed it, and then I missed all the hype, and then I forgot about it.
I still recommend it to you. As long as you're in a good mood and you've got nothing else to do, plop down on the couch and watch it and just...
Throw it on.
It's all about nostalgia.
Okay.
But I'm not giving away any spoilers here. There's a scene in the movie, because Travis Kelce is in the movie, and there's a scene where Travis is covered in honey and seemingly attacked by a bear.
Mm.
And there was a rumor going around that Taylor Swift was the one in the bear suit.
That's a crazy rumor.
And she addressed it on the podcast the other day.
We'll send it to each other and be like, hey, did you hear I was the bear in there? He's like, yeah, you hear we bought a house in Lake Como. Like,
yeah, right?
It's, we're just sort of like, at this point, we're just like, of course they think I'm inside of a bear costume. Like, I'm honored to be thought of in that context.
I wonder if Travis and Taylor just sit around and discuss all the rumors.
They're like, hey, did you know that we bought a house in Chagrin Falls?
Yeah.
Did you know that that happened? Did you see this? Because this is news to us.
Well, that wasn't the report. The report was that they were shopping for a house. They
were just, I'm sure that there's a tweet out there somewhere of somebody saying that they did buy one.
Nope. Really? I haven't seen that. I have not seen anybody report that they actually purchased a home in Northeast Ohio.
Should we be the ones to start it?
No, definitely not. I don't want to damage our already low credibility any more than it is.
But yeah, you heard it here first. Taylor Swift is not the bear.
One more thing. Kylie Kelsey, who is married to
Jason
Kelsey.
Love her.
She hosts her own podcast. It's called Not Gonna Lie. And prior to Taylor being on the New Heights podcast, her podcast, Kylie's podcast, or Kylie's guest appearance on the New Heights podcast was the most watched and most listened to podcast so far until Taylor was on the other night. Kylie addressed that on her podcast.
I love that a day before it releases, we know that my interview on the other podcast is about to, it's going to lose its long tenured reign as top watched episode. And I welcome that wholeheartedly.
Well, of course.
I love her so much. Her podcast is so fun. And I love her as a person. I'm glad that they don't have beef over that because that would definitely make like family dinners very weird.
So awkward.
It would be, and it's such a stupid thing to be upset about. Like, so I'm glad she's stoked on it.
You've got Q104. Thanks for being here. Benson Boone, Q104. Good morning. It's Bill and Alyssa. We were just talking about this during our last break. And I was like, we have to talk about this right now. So proper etiquette. When checking out of a hotel, you say what, Alyssa?
I say that you don't have to check out. You just leave. Like, you don't need to do, there is no checkout process. The checkout process is walking out of the hotel.
So you're saying as long as your bill is paid, that when it's time to leave the hotel, you just walk out the door. You don't stop at the front desk and check out officially.
Yeah, no, I just keep on walking because anytime that I have checked out or I'm doing like air quotes checked out, it's literally me waiting in a line to get up to the front desk where then I'm bothering the person at the front desk and I go, hey, I'm checking out. And they go, they do like two clicks on the computer. They go, and then they go, okay, you're good. And I'm like, okay, like what?
I don't think you're bothering them. Why do you interpret that you're bothering this person? That's their job to check you out. And I think that they would prefer it that way.
But like, why? You already know I'm leaving. I only paid through last night. Checkout is at 11. I'm leaving.
They don't know when you're leaving. How do they know that you didn't leave at 7 a.m. or 8 a.m.?
Well, I guess they don't, but assume that just by 11, I'm gone.
Okay. I've got all the counterpoints to that. It's number one, common courtesy. I think because it doesn't take long just to let the front desk staff know that you've checked out of the hotel. And then I think it's a housekeeping issue as well. Let's say that you check out at 8. They can get housekeeping into your room and turn it over. Let's say.
Okay, here's the thing. I'm never checking out at 8 a.m. I will tell you for a fact. If I'm not checking out at 10:59, I'm checking out at like 11:07. Okay, I'm never checking out hours before my reservation is done.
But my point is if everybody checked out at 11, all of a sudden housekeeping is overwhelmed that they have to turn all of these rooms over by the time that people start checking in later in the day. Wouldn't it be nice if they knew that somebody checked out at 8 a.m. and then they could get to work in that room and get that off the list?
I mean, yeah.
How about a security issue? Like just knowing who's in your hotel at whatever point. Plus the fact that you don't return the key. How do they know where the key is? if you don't turn it back into the front desk.
They reset the keys, Bill.
They reset the keys, but let's say you never came back to your room the night before. Anybody with that key could access your room until 11 a.m. the next day.
I mean, sure, but the way that I see it, it's like I paid for that room through 11 a.m. Whether I'm in the room until 11 a.m. or not is like immaterial. I paid for it through 11, so that's my room until 11 a.m.
I just think it's not a huge deal to officially check out and drop your key off at the front desk.
It's not a huge deal. It's just not something that like I've ever done. I've always just left.
All right, 216-474-0104. I see something really wrong with this. I think you should check out at the unless they have another option, another way for you to check out. Like I've checked out on my TV before and then I've had a bill.
So this is part of your hotel process though. You need that check out to happen.
I think the hotel needs to know exactly when you leave.
Yeah, I think checking out is a farce.
216-474-0104. The Q Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's Q104, Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. We're talking about checking out of a hotel and what is the proper etiquette for that, because Alyssa and I are on opposite poles here. I believe that when you are leaving the hotel, you should stop by the front desk, let them know that you're leaving. Give them your key. Maybe you need a final bill. It takes 30 seconds in most cases. And Alyssa, I don't know where this started, where people just walk out of hotels and they don't check out anymore.
I'll tell you exactly where it started.
Where?
It starts by me never getting out of the hotel until it is maybe 30 seconds before it's time for me to check out. So I'm like, well, I did my time. I've used every penny of what I spent to have this room. So now it's time for me to leave. And I just go.
But why can't you stop at the front desk on your way out?
Because, like, they should just assume I'm not in there anymore.
Lisa in Brecksville, good morning.
Good morning.
Where do you stand on this? Should you check out or can you just leave a hotel?
I think you absolutely should check out. I understand what Melissa's saying. She's waiting to the last second so they should know she's out. But I have been so frustrated when I go to hotels and they say, oh, you can come to the hotel and check in at 3, and you get there at 3, and there has no rooms available, and you have to wait till 5 o'clock to finally get into your room, and you have a wedding to go to, and you want to get ready, and you're so frustrated. So if the people in the morning would let them know that they're leaving and they would check out, they know those rooms are ready, and they can start getting them ready for the next group of people coming in. So I think it's a courtesy to just let them know that, yes, the room's available. Housekeeping can now come in and start cleaning it. And I just think that's how you should do it.
See, Melissa, you're being discourteous to the guests that are coming into the hotel after you.
I guess I must be, but I still stand by the fact that that's my room till 11.
Also, do people actually think your name is Melissa?
Oh, yeah. I literally have family members call me Melissa, Alicia. I'll respond to almost anything.
Oh, I knew it was Melissa. I didn't mean to say it wrong.
You knew
that's
it was
okay.
Alyssa.
That's okay.
Lisa's just saying
I didn't
that.
Even blink.
All right. Matt and Amherst, good morning.
I'm with you, Bill.
You're with me or are you with...
Sorry. I'm with Alyssa. I disagree with you, Bill.
I was like, oh, no.
No, I did change my mind. No, I think, like, if you have time to stop by or if you need the receipt or final bill to expense it for work trips or something like that, sure. But with, like Alyssa, they're assuming you're out of the checkout time and they're going to go clean it. And when they're staffing for housekeeping, they assume people are leaving at 11. If people don't actually leave at their checkout time, that's when you run into the situation the previous caller had.
Yes.
So to me, I think they plan for it.
That's totally what I think, too. I do not think that you can put blame on the hotel guests for not checking out or stopping by the front desk as to why your room isn't ready. I think that, honestly, even if every single person in that hotel checked out at 11 a.m. and check-in is 3 p.m., then you should be planning that every single room needs to be cleaned during that time. And if it can't happen, then you need to adjust your timing. Don't blame your customer for using all of their time in that room.
You know, if we were a good radio show, we would call a hotel right now and ask them their opinion. Like, what would you prefer?
That would be too easy, Bill. That's way too easy.
I don't know.
Where's the fun?
Well, that's why we are Cleveland's 7th most popular morning show.
Weren't we just 6th, like, a couple weeks ago?
I don't know. Maybe we'll call a hotel. It's Q104. It's Q104. Would you let Jessica and Amherst be the final word on this, Alyssa? Would you allow that?
I think that she has the absolute correct credentials, so yes.
Okay. Jessica, your resume, real quick. You worked at a hotel up until 6 months ago. Is that correct?
Yeah, about 6 months ago-ish.
And how many years have you worked in the hospitality industry?
It was 3 years. I worked at the hotel that's inside Cedar Point and then one in Elyria.
Okay. So our question for you, when it's time to check out in the morning, do you prefer the guests to check out at the front desk or...
Do you not care? They can just leave.
It's kind of a mixture of both. If you have your key cards and it says your room number, if you just leave them at the desk, we can check you out just by room number. But if you just leave the keys in the rooms and we wait till housekeeping gets there, we just don't know that we can clean the room early.
And does that annoy you?
Not me. I used to work night shift, so I'd leave at 6 a.m. I'd be like, bye.
Yeah, bouncing out of here.
But I know it bothered the housekeepers because I heard about it.
Okay.
Because a lot of guests, especially with like name brand hotels, they have a reward system. And if you're a higher elite, you can check in early. So if we know you're out early, we can give them a room, and then we get more points.
Okay, so that's what you were saying, Bill. So we need to get out of there. We need to let the front desk know that we're getting out of there so that the higher elites with better status can check in early to their rooms.
We don't care when you leave. We just would like to know, when you do.
Yeah.
Right. They would like to know when you leave. And also, again, the housekeeping staff.
Yeah. That is the one reason that I'm like, you could convince me to change my ways, because I know that we don't give enough love to the housekeeping.
Have
if
we...
you want to leave at 11 o'clock, that's fine. Just let us know so we can go to that room, because a lot of people will just try to squeeze every minute they can. They're like, oh, they don't know I'm here.
Yeah, that's me. Yeah, okay. That's me.
Have we convinced you, Alyssa, to change your ways?
I'll at least stop by the front desk, but I cannot guarantee that I am going to be any earlier getting out of that room.
Well, you don't have to.
Which is fine.
That is
fine.
Your prerogative to leave the hotel when you want to leave the hotel, when at 11 o'clock or whenever checkout is. I'm saying you just let them know that you're leaving.
We'll see. Oh, probably. Maybe.
I can't believe it.
I don't know.
With the mountain of evidence in front of you, you're still being stubborn.
Like I said, I'm not getting out of the room until it's time to check out anyways. I'm not really helping anybody.
All right, coming up after 9 this morning, we have more tickets for Hot Wheels Monster Trucks at Rocket Arena. So a Q keyword is coming up. And one more time, we're going to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. We have tickets to the Geauga County Fair, and we need someone to play in about 10 minutes. I have Ben from Sharon on with us right now. Ben, good morning.
Good morning.
You are next in the hot seat to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. So after we're through, if you get more questions correct than Alyssa, you will win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, then Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Ben, are you ready?
Yes.
Question one. His birthday is today. He is the most recent ex-husband of Jennifer Lopez.
Ben Affleck.
Question two. Morticia and Gomez are the parents in which fictional family?
Adam's family.
Question three. What does the phrase carpe diem mean?
Seize the day.
Question four. What Disney cartoon character originally had the name Mortimer?
Mortimer. Donald Duck.
Final question. What is the name given for a group of geese?
Flock.
All right, let's get Alyssa back in the studio. Alyssa, will you please return to the studio? Ben, you started out very strong there, kind of tailed off at the end, but it's still a strong showing. You got 3 correct out of 5. And Alyssa is back in the studio. What did you just drop there?
Just throw my phone.
Oh, your phone landed on the ground. Is it all right?
It's fine.
All right.
Happens a few times a day.
Don't want you to have a cracked screen.
Oh.
Ben and Sharon is here.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning.
And Ben did pretty strong. 3 correct out of 5. Alyssa, you need 3 to tie him, 4 correct to win. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Question 1. His birthday is today. He is the most recent ex-husband of Jennifer Lopez.
Ben Affleck.
Correct. Question 2. Morticia and Gomez are the parents in which fictional family?
The Addams Family.
That is correct. Wednesday, now streaming on Netflix.
Not sponsored. Not an ad.
Question 3. What does the phrase carpe diem mean?
Is that seize the day?
It absolutely is.
Okay.
Now, I can tell Ben watched the movie Dead Poets Society, and I don't think Alyssa has. But that's the reason why we know the answer to that question.
Oh, no. I was digging back in my brain to, like, high school literature.
Question 4. What Disney cartoon character originally had the name Mortimer?
It was Mickey.
Mickey is correct. Mortimer Mouse was his original name.
I actually did know that. Could you imagine if that stuck and all these years later we were still calling him Mortimer? It'd be wild.
I think it's cute.
I feel like the culture would completely have shifted. We would not be the same society.
Final question. What is the name given for a group of geese?
A gaggle.
A gaggle is correct.
A gaggle. Yes.
I believe we've had that question before, so I guess you were paying attention.
Well, my group chat with my two best friends is called Gaggle.
And oh, is it?
The picture is of geese, because we love geese.
Alyssa goes 5 for 5 today.
Woo!
And beats Ben 5-3. Ben, thank you so much for playing.
Thank you, guys.
You were great. We do have some prizes for you, though, okay? So hang on.
Great.
It's Q104. Alyssa and I were just wondering why there is a long line of people standing outside of Huntington Bank Field right now, because the Morgan Wallen concert is tonight. But gates don't open up until 4:30 for a 6 o'clock show. Morgan Wallen will not be on stage until 9 o'clock tonight.
So why are people in line right now?
Danielle in Parma, good morning.
Good morning, you guys. I love you guys so much. I listen to you all the time.
Thank you so much. Are you on your way to go get in line in Huntington Bank Field?
I am not. I wish I was, but the tickets were just too expensive at the time, so I'm not. But I was actually, I know you guys said that you were watching the news with on mute because you have to talk, but I was actually watching it with the sound on, and they were interviewing people from New Jersey, New York, Philadelphia, and the first people in line got there at 3:30 this morning.
What?
And
why did they want to be in line? Well, first of all, they're not even from Cleveland. They're not even Clevelanders that are in line.
Yeah, they made their way here.
Yeah, well, they said that they have pit tickets. So it's like the first ones that come, like a standing room only.
Oh, okay, so that makes sense. So if you're
They're going to be fighting to the front to try to get to the front of the barricade.
So the sooner you get inside the stadium, you can go pick your spot in the pit.
And get closer to the stage.
Yeah, and it was actually, it was kind of hilarious because they were interviewing them and they're like, well, what are you going to do with your seats, like the chairs that they had? They're like, well, we're just going to throw them out. And the news people were joking. They're like, well, hey, we might just come take them from you because we need them for soccer games.
Yeah, it would be nice if you didn't throw them out. Don't pull a Morgan Wallen and throw a chair somewhere, please.
I know. But, yeah, no, I thought it was super interesting. But, yeah, they're from, like, all the states up here, and they were there at 3:30 this morning standing.
How are these people planning on eating today?
I have no idea. Maybe DoorDash? I mean, how do you DoorDash to I don't know.
Yeah, I will say a couple of days ago, I did DoorDash here to work, and we work around Playhouse Square. Somebody showed up, like, on a bike. Like, so there's DoorDashers, so maybe they'll be getting a lot of business this afternoon.
Well, they look pretty calm right now, like the line of people, but I wonder what happens when the gate actually opens up at 4:30. Is it like
chaos?
Is it like Walmart on Black Friday, like back in the day, where everybody's like, just
It's probably like running with the wolf or running with the bulls.
Oh my gosh. Yeah,
my goodness.
Be careful if you're out there and trying to get a spot in the pit.
For real.
All right, Danielle, thank you so much for listening to us and for shedding some light on that, because otherwise we would have been wondering probably for the rest of the morning.
We've been talking about it all morning. Like, what do you think is going on?
And if we had a third person working on this show, we would have just sent him down there with a cell phone just to ask them. But
I'm just glad you didn't ask me to do that.
Again, we're only the 7th most popular radio show. We have to work towards that.
Maybe one day.
Someday we'll get there. Speaking of Morgan Wallen, if you have Q104 on later on this afternoon, before the Morgan Wallen show actually starts, listen to this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.